Hello there, Blind Cool Tech listeners. This is Darren Duff again, and today I'm going to demonstrate how to make ringtones and transfer them to your Nokia phone using the Nokia PC Suite, JAWS for Windows, and Talks 2.5 Premium Edition. I've got my laptop and my Nokia 6620, JAWS for Windows 7.0, and as I said, Talks Premium Edition 2.5. My laptop is just starting up here. I just rebooted, so I'm going to have to put in my password. And it's going to log into Windows here, and I'm going to try to crank up the volume a little bit so you guys can kind of hear what's going on. And this is a fairly tricky process. You got to be real good with your JAWS cursor. I don't know how this would work with WinEyes, but with JAWS it works pretty well. I was doodling around with it and pretty much figured out how to do it. Let me turn up the volume. Well, hang on, it's not through. There we go. It's booted up now. Now my speech is kind of fast. I'm not going to slow it down. For this review, so if you have any type of sound editing software, you can slow the speech down. Feel free to do that. Now, before we start, you need to know that in order to do this, you're going to have to already have Talks installed and up and running as a full edition on your cell phone if you're going to do this independently. Because there's some stuff you have to do on your cell phone. You have to go into the profile and make changes. You're going to have Nokia PC Suite already installed, all the drivers installed. I am using the USB drivers for the phone because I'm using the USB cable that runs from the USB port on my laptop to the data port on the phone. And the only thing I've played around with so far is polyphonic ringtones. I don't know that much about it yet, but I've had a lot of fun doing it, and I had a couple other MIDIs that I wanted to transfer to my phone. I've already done two, and I have about two more that I want to put on there to use as ringtones. Now, these are MIDIs that I've created myself that I wrote quite some time ago on my own using a program which was relatively accessible. Called MIDI Tab. I don't know if it's around anymore, but that was back when I had JAWS. What was it? 3.2? Good Lord, it was a long time ago. Okay, so my PC is up and running, my laptop, and I have my Nokia 6620 here. I just got Talks loaded on it yesterday and working, so I'm pretty happy about that. Very excited. Only thing is, my phone tends to shut off if I use it. If I don't use it, it stays on all the time. But if I use it too much, if I go in the menus and do too many things, it just dies. And I don't think it's a battery option. It's a problem with the battery because when I have to take the battery out and put it back in for the phone to boot up again. But when it boots up, it still has 7 bars of battery power left. Anyway, that's not what we're here to talk about. So the first thing I'm going to do is plug the cable into the data port on my phone, and it's kind of tricky. Well, of course, then it went right in. Usually I have a little bit of a problem getting it in. Like I say, you need to have the USB drivers for the phone already installed and Nokia PC Suite already installed. I'm going to plug. My laptop has 4 USB ports. I'm going to plug the USB cable into the laptop. Just did that. And there it recognized my phone. And for some reason it doesn't say, you know, Nokia 6620 when it comes up. You know how Windows XP does when it recognizes a device. It usually tells what it is. This doesn't, but I know it still works. Now I have an icon for Nokia PC Suite on my desktop, so I'm just going to hit N. And there it is, Nokia PC Suite. So I'm going to press Enter on this. And it brings up a little screen with a whole bunch of graphical buttons on it, which must have text labels because JAWS is able to read them. However, you can't tab and shift tab through these buttons.
Transfer music button.
Ah, but look at that. You can use your arrows. So what I'm going to see if I can do is arrow down to Edit Sounds button.
New multimedia button. Edit Sounds button.
Yeah, because that's what we want. When I press spacebar on this, I don't think Enter works. It might, but I'm going to press space on it, and it should bring up the... Whoa, that's weird. Oh, I'm touching the mouse. That's...
Edit Images button. Transfer Music button. New multimedia. Edit Sounds button.
Let me go back to Edit Sounds. When I press space on this, it's going to bring up the Nokia Sound Editor, which we're going to use to take a MIDI file off my computer and transfer it into a polyphonic ringtone.
Space, new multimedia button. Hourglass.
Okay, so I hit space on that.
App start, arrow. Nokia Sound Converter button.
And we're in the Nokia Sound Converter. Now, it has some different options here, but I can't seem to do anything by arrowing around, so I'm going to root my JAWS to PC.
Root JAWS to PC.
I'm using a laptop keyboard, so of course that's caps lock with P.
JAWS cursor.
With
left bracket.
I'm sorry, with left bracket. So it's caps lock with left bracket.
To PC. Welcome to Nokia Sound Converter.
And I'm just going to read the screen using the up and down arrows.
Welcome to Nokia Sound Converter. This wizard is used to convert general MIDI files into scalable polyphony MIDI which can be played. Microphone. The start key must have a general MIDI compatible MIDI file. Use file opener, open new MIDI file button to open the file to be converted. Open new MIDI file. Backspace cancel.
Okay. Now, there is a menu bar at the top of this window, but you can't, when you press Alt...
Menu bar, simple conversion, advanced conversion, save preferences, welcome to Nokia Sound Converter, is wizard, use the convert general MIDI file with a scalable pop.
No, I swear it didn't do that last time. Okay, let's go to the PC cursor. See, we're on, when you press Alt, nothing happens. It doesn't take you to the menu bar. It's some kind of weird menu bar, so... I'm going to have to arrow up to it. It's at the top of the window here.
Simple conversion, with DVDs, NFTS, intermit file, menu bar, tools, menu bar, open menu bar.
And it says File Menu Bar, Tools Menu Bar, Help Menu Bar. Now, I don't know what's under Tools. Let's have a quick look here. I'm going to do a left click with my laptop on JAWS, which is caps lock number 8 on the numbers row.
Left mouse button, menu, tools, alt plus E.
And that opens this menu, and I can activate my PC cursor with caps lock semicolon.
PC cursor.
And we can arrow down to this menu.
Tools menu, play up 7 available. Stop update available. S, update the phone, stop update available. U. Player device sub menu. Player 7 available. Stop update available. Update the phone. Player device.
Okay, it's got some different things in tools I didn't know about. Okay.
Escape menu bar, tools,
so I'm going to hit escape because. Whoa, that's weird. I just hit escape on tools and now I can use the right arrows.
Help page.
You can tell I haven't been dealing with this long because I'm learning
tools,
new stuff as we go along. I'm going to go down in the file menu because that's what we want. Because we have to open the MIDI file that we want to convert here. So,
menu, file, menu, control, plus,
and so far this is pretty standard.
Open, control, plus,
so when I hit open, it's going to bring up a standard Windows open file dialog box, which you're all familiar with. File name edit, so I'm going to shift tab. And we're in my MIDI's folder, and I've got a whole bunch of MIDI's in here. Where's the one I wanted? I think it's in here. Demo 0001. Select that, hitting the space bar. That's the one I want. It's kind of a weird. I don't know. The song is just. You'll hear it when I put it on the phone. We'll see how cheesy it sounds or not. So I'm going to press enter on this file to open it. Root JAWS to PC. And we will read this window using the down arrow.
References. Select destination phone. Nokia 6620 scroll down symbol.
So it says select destination phone. It shows my Nokia 6620 because I have it connected to the PC, of course.
This phone supports a maximum of 24 simultaneous notes.
This phone supports a maximum of 24 simultaneous notes. You know, it's pretty good for a cell phone, I guess.
Select polyphony configuration mode.
So select polyphonic configuration mode, and I just use the default, which is
select
simple channels to be played, and then there is also a
quarter circle advanced select channels and edit polyphony value radio button object.
Select advanced channels.
Quarter circle advanced select channels and edit polyphony
value. Select channels and edit polyphonic values, which I don't know anything about, so I'm not going to mess with that.
Information about the file 0001.
And here's information below this regarding the file.
Channel 8, file length 19,119.
Okay, so it's a pretty long file, but I think it'll still work. Channels 8. I'm not sure what a channel is, so if some of you know, feel free to fill me in on the blank cool tech email list there. Oh wow, this MIDI actually has a that's not one of mine. Okay, I thought this was gonna be one of mine, but this is I'm still gonna convert this one because we're in the middle of the conversion process now, so I'm gonna go ahead and do it. John Campbell. Well, John, if you're out there, hope you don't mind if I use this file. So I'm gonna click next because the radio button selected is the one we want, which is select simple select channels to be played. So that's what we're gonna do. So still using the JAWS cursor. I'm going to click the next button, and we have a total of, let's see what the screen says. Okay, I'm not going to do this, but let's see how many, what our file looks like here. Okay, so you can pre-play it as it's played in the phone, which is kind of cool. I guess it's kind of like a preview.
Play the phone. Backpacks cancel.
So I'm just going to click next.
Phone. Left. Back. Next. Left mouse button. Power. Last arrow. Root JAWS for PC.
And now we have another screen here.
Select the phone. Dot. Update. Save. Leave phone for the save.
Okay.
References. Simple conversion.
Check out this screen.
The video file was now been converted to a scalable polyphony video, which can be used by the phone. Please select action. Save file. Dot. Dot. Dot.
Save file.
Update the phone. Dot. Dot. Dot.
Update to phone.
Select the phone. Dot. Dot. Dot.
Select a phone.
Nokia 6620.
Well, the Nokia 6620 is what we want, so I'm going to just keep it there. Now, here's the way I figured out how to do it. Now, there may be a better way, but I'm going to switch to my PC cursor, and I'm going to tab through these buttons.
Tab button.
There's the first one. I had to hit tab two or three times. That is actually the save button, and I know this just from playing around with it, but it just says button. For some reason, it doesn't read it correctly. I'm going to go for the middle one, which is update to phone. I'm going to press spacebar on this, and I know this just from playing around with this. And it says update as and gives you a spot to change the name of the file. I'm not going to do this. I'm going
to
root JAWS to PC and simply arrow down.
Okay, cancel arrow. Okay, cancel arrow.
And it has an OK and cancel.
Okay, arrow.
Obviously, I'm going to click OK. Left click.
Left mouse button. 25%, 100%. Nokia sound converter dialog.
And it has just uploaded the file to my phone and given me an screen here. Now I don't really know what that dialog says, and it doesn't read right with an insert B, which is the JAWS command for reading a dialog box.
Nokia sound converter dialog.
It just reads that, but.
Please dialog. Okay.
I know from you, from playing around with it in the past few hours here, that
okay.
I can just click.
PC cursor. Okay.
I can just hit enter here.
Enter.
And it.
Root JAWS to PC.
I think it's good to go now.
Top of five. Let's see. Double remote. Simple conversion. Advanced conversion. Save references. Save. The video file was now been converted to a scalable polyphony phone. Please select action. Save file. Dot. 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 Update the phone. Dot. Dot. Select the phone. Phone. Don't use it. Back. Finish. Cancel.
Okay, so we've already done that, so it just takes us back to that screen.
Finish. Cancel. Finish.
So I'm just going to click finish.
Left mouse button. Power. Last button. Arrow.
And now we are done, and I think we're back to. Yeah, we're back to the opening screen of the sound converter. So now, without disconnecting the phone, I'm going to go to my profile setting. I'm going to unlock my phone here. Okay, on my phone, I'm going to press menu. And I'm going to skip over some items in here. I think profiles is about the 13th item down, so I'm going to just use my joystick to go down. I'm going to go over. Okay, I'm going to click the joystick to open that. The normal profile is what I want, so I'm clicking the joystick again. And we want to go down to customize. And click it.
Select
it.
Profile window.
Okay. Mario.mid, because my current ringtone is a Mario Brothers theme song, which I created. So I'm going to click on this because this is ringtone. I want to change my ringtone. So I'm going to select this. And it should play this. So that is my current ringtone. But I want to switch to this demo file, so I'm going to go up. Here it is. Kind of cheesy. Okay, I think my phone just decided to do something funky there. It's not vibrating either, which is kind of weird. I'm going to go back to my Mario Brothers tone, though. Because that's the one I want. Alright, and I'm just going to hit cancel. And I think, yeah, the vibrating alert is on. I'm not sure why it's not doing it, but that's the basically the way that you do it. Oh, that's probably why it's not doing it. It's not vibrating, is because it's still connected to. Oh, cool. I didn't know when you check the battery status on the phone, it would tell you the USB connection is active. That's pretty cool. Wow, that's pretty cool. So anyway, that is how you send a tone to your phone. And it's pretty easy, pretty straightforward once you get the hang of it. I hope these steps haven't been too complicated. That was kind of a cheesy MIDI. I was kind of thinking it would sound a little better than that. But it's kind of a... Yay, here I come to save the day kind of song. And it's just, I don't know how often I'll be into this, but it's just kind of cool creating all your ringtones, because in theory, I think you can also do this with WAV files, and it's really cool because if you use software like GoldWave and you have MP3 or something, you can take a snippet of an MP3 and using GoldWave, for example, snip a part of the song out that you want to be your ringtone, convert it to a WAV file, and save it on your phone as a ringtone, which is kind of cool. It sort of eliminates you from ever having to buy a ringtone again from your phone company. Save you 90 cents. So I'm thinking I may do one more, and let's see if I can. I'm going to do one more here. So I'm clicking File. Let's see. We're going to Open. We're going to Demo. I think it's 9. I think 9 is the one I want to do. Let me just double check that, because I'm going to play that on my PC. I'm going to go to MIDI's, and I'm going to go down to 9. Let's play this one through Winamp and see. Okay, yeah, this is the one I want. Little jazzy tune there. Okay, so that's the one I want. So... So 9 is what I want, so I'm pressing Enter. That's the one we want. This is a file created by the Roland Corporation, because this is a demo file that came with my Roland virtual sound canvas MIDI synthesizer, which does not install under Windows XP, unfortunately. I'm looking for a good software MIDI synth for Windows XP that will run under Windows XP Pro. So if any of you MIDI junkies or music junkies out there know of one, please let me know via the Blind Cool Tech email list, please. That, I would very much appreciate that. I just don't have room in my apartment for a MIDI keyboard. I'd rather have a software synth with good sound font. So if you know of any, please pass that info along. Would be greatly appreciated. I'm going to go to next. Click that. And we're going to read this screen. Okay, I never changed this. So I'm going to do next. Okay, so I'm going to go back to my PC cursor. Select the middle button, which is update to phone. Press the space bar. And that's the one I want. So I'm going to click OK. It's moved it to the phone. Okay, so I'm going to click OK. And then we're going to go down and click Finish. And that takes us back to the default screen, and I'm going to Alt F4 out of that, and I'm going to Alt F4 out of the PC suite, because we are done with that, and I'm going to disconnect my USB connection from my phone, disconnect the cable from the laptop, and just double check that this ringtone, whoops, I just locked my phone, just want to make sure that this ringtone made it to my phone. So I'm going to go to back to profiles, normal profile, customize, ringtone, and we're airing up to, now I'll tell you how I got my phone. Yeah, now the phone is vibrating like it's supposed to. There it is. Kinda catchy, huh? You can tell that the MIDI synthesizers on these phones just aren't that good, but... And if I knew how to customize it, I could probably have customized it a little bit. Here's that first one that I put on here. It's kind of cool, but I'm going to go back down to my Mario Brothers. You can't navigate this by hitting the 6 once. There we go. There's my Mario Brothers, so I'm going to select that. I'm going to exit out of that. And exit out of that. And exit out of that. And that takes me back to my singular window. Now, I think my battery is still showing full. Wow, I've been using this phone like crazy for 2 days, and I have not seen the battery drop one margin. Let's see what time it is. All right, so we made good time. So that is how to use the Nokia PC Suite to create polyphonic ringtone and to send it to your cell phone. And I only recently figured this out, and I hope you guys have had as much fun listening to the podcast as I have in making it and figuring it out. And I want to thank you for listening, and if you have any questions, feel free to... Oh, I was going to tell you real quick how I got my phone. I got a really good deal on my Nokia 6620. Now, this could very well be the reason as to why my phone dies, because I got the phone off eBay for $90. Okay, the only thing that the guy said was wrong with it was it had a scratch on it. And the scratch is on the side. It's not a big deal. The guy had the phone for less than a year, and he never used it. Also, I got Tox. I bought Tox Premium Edition for $260 from EnableMart. As you know, if you get Tox through Singular and you buy the phone through Singular, you end up paying $500 for the phone, and I think it's about, what is it, almost, is it $200 for Tox? So that's a good $700, you know, $800 there. So in all, I spent about almost $400. So I saved a good, you know, $300-$400. Getting my phone this way. So some of you that are thinking of buying a phone with the Symbian operating system so you can run Tox, and you're thinking of getting Tox, I would highly recommend looking for a 6620 or any model Nokia phone on eBay, getting a good deal on it, and then buying Tox from EnableMart. You can save a good bit of money, and also you won't have to, Singular has that deal, or if you get it from them, you have to also renew your contract for an additional year. I am not going to have to do that. So, a nice little workaround there, and hopefully my phone issue will not be that big of a deal. I'm thinking about taking it to a Singular store and getting a battery replaced or something. Anyway, I hope you guys have enjoyed the podcast, and let me know what you think. You can email me directly at dduff, that's dduff, at blvs, Georgia, spelled out, G-E-O-R-G-I-A, .org. And that's all lowercase. Once again, that email address is dduff at blvs, GEORGIA.ORG. You can also reach me on the Blind Cool Tech list if you happen to be on that list, which I would guess that most of you are. Alright, guys, until next time, this is Darren Duff. You guys take care.